something called emptiness and stillness. In number 16, there is a great deal to swallow, to understand. We call it the IT, I-T. This IT has far more to it than words and thoughts. Far more. So it can't be acknowledged through thinking. It is only in our silence, our stillness that creates silence, that we attain to the emptiness. This is very important for us to realize. It's very difficult for the average person to understand what emptiness and stillness derive. It brings the IT. The IT is not a thought. It is not an impulse. It is an impression. In meditation, we come into impression, not thoughts. Students will say to me, I can't be empty. My mind is filled with thoughts. I try to help them, as I'm going to try to help you. But you must understand, if you do not have this IT, nothing I say, nothing I give you will help you. Nothing will help you. You must attain to emptiness. It must be that which you treasure more than anything, so you can abide in that emptiness through stillness. We abide in noise, in paranoia. We are afraid. We are judgmental. We are what I call severe. We are very severe people. And we judge harshly. So I'm going to give you a beautiful little interaction between a master and a disciple. I want you to be able to be exposed to this. I lived in an ashram where the slogan was, silence is the answer. And it is very true. Silence is the answer to everything. That's why Lao Tzu says all things rise in unison. Thereby we see their return. All things flourish, and each returns to its source. This is an observation that he's making through the stillness that allows him, the emptiness, to realize the cycle of life. Everything in this world has its cycle. Even our anxiety, our misunderstanding. If you understand how to sit in emptiness, in through the steadfastness of stillness, you will be able to endure whatever the human brings about. You will be able to sustain your balance, your inwardness, your center. Let me give you the little story. This was given to me many years ago. I keep it near my desk. It is to remind me. My master gave it to me in a personal darshan I had with him many years ago. Here's what he gave me. The master once taught concerning realization through the body of going beyond the Buddha, I would like to talk a little. A monk stood up and said, "Master, what is this talk?" The master said, "What I talk, you don't hear it." The monk asked again, "Can you hear it, master?" The master replied, "Wait until I don't talk, then you will hear it." To the pedestrian mentality, this does not make sense. And that's part of the problem with us in our pedestrian mentalities. We don't appreciate it. We don't hear it. It all depends on our steadfast stillness. In your stillness, you will find your strength. You will find it. It is inexplicable. It is not the gathering of thoughts and words. It's the poise one has. And this poise comes through the stillness of being, inner being. There is something trying to happen to all of us. The it lives within us. It is wordless. It is without thought. It cannot be appreciated through thinking. Silence is the answer to it. The it is the answer to silence. And to be able to sit in this through a diligent silence, a stillness, an emptiness, your virtue will come apparent to you. How this great goodness, as Jesus said, made its home in such poverty. You will realize it. You've heard about the story, and I've told this to you, about the sadhu who was in the Himalayas for 30 years. He spoke to no one. He talked to no one. He lived in total seclusion. He thought that his ego had disappeared. Well, people heard about him, and he thought it was time that he go to the Kumela, big gathering of spiritual leaders and people. He was invited to come. It's a great honor. So they went to this fair, this Kumela. I have been to one. It is very interesting. But the moment they entered the crowd, and believe me, in being there, there are just hordes of people everywhere. It's overwhelming. If you watch the call to India that I did on Aspire, you will see me there. It's a huge thing. As he entered, a stranger accidentally stepped on the sadhu's foot. Immediately, he realized anger. His ego had been once again aroused. He said to one of his students, "A stranger, stepping on my foot, has shown me what the Himalayas could not show me in 30 years. You see, the it has nothing to do with the body. The body is a delusion and an illusion. We make it our reality. And what the sadhu realized was that any trigger that the body promotes in us of pain, sorrow, happy, glad, mad, sad, has an effect on him. It still did. The sadhu tried to still his body mind. It can't be done. And don't ever be tricked by the idea that it can be. It will only cause you more pain and sorrow. He could not see that his body was separate from it. He did not create third person. He did not enter into third person. He did not have this steadfast stillness that would allow him to see things in the light of its reality, its true reality. I love what the master said. "Wait until I don't talk. Then you will hear it." Our minds are used to listening to words. Words put together in sentences that create paragraphs, that create volumes of assumption and presumption. To sit in our stillness, to become quiet, to learn how to carry that quietness as the fortitude of our life. That's when we will hear it. The sadhu missed 30 years sitting there trying to control the wild horses of his own thoughts, never realizing what he was really doing, how he was missing. It is very difficult for people to understand this. There is an old Zen saying, and it is very true, that the one who hears it enters the forest and moves not a blade of grass. Entering the water, he makes not a ripple. his stillness, his quietude. A mind no longer cluttered with thoughts fighting for predominance, attention. A mind no longer seeking some kind of goal, answer, logic, and reasoning. A mind without itself hears it. And once it is heard, the reveal of the great virtue of you as love will emerge, a new and powerful expression of a life that lives within us dormant because we are too busy talking over it. Can you hear it? The master was saying, I teach you what I talk, you don't hear it. What is the what I talk? It is the logic, the reasoning, the stories, the gathering together of thoughts that garner your attentions. In all of this, we miss. What does it take to get your attention? What thoughts intrigue you? What thoughts repel you? Why have this push-pull inside your mind all the time? We must sit quietly. Not trying to do anything. If you can enter into your stillness and be steadfast in it, you will attain to the utmost emptiness. This will change many things about you. But you must practice it. You must get up in the morning before your body catches up to you. And just sit in stillness. Let the thoughts pass by. Let the beliefs go away. Let them talk themselves out. Don't fight with it. Don't look at it. Just let the chatter go. This steadfastness to do that allows you to persevere into emptiness. You can do this, but you are so used to all the chatter in the mind and the noise that you miss. You're so used to it, you can't acknowledge it. You hear it deep inside you. Blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. But remember what the master said. Wait. Wait until I don't talk. Then you will hear it. Learning to listen to a discourse is a very unique thing. Words are uttered only to lead you to emptiness, to no words. Words are there, but they bespeak of wordlessness. Tone is there to help you live beyond sound. always listen to the gap that pauses between my words. It is there that you will hear it. In my many musings of preparing for discourses, I came upon this handwritten note to myself. This was written in 1975 in the ashram. I don't know who gave it to me. I don't know who wrote it. But it is absolutely magnificent. And let's meditate together. Please listen to the it in this. A sickness creeps into my life. It calls itself reality. How to cure the sickness? Sit in silence. How to flee its violence? Be in silence. How to save my life from the sickness? Live as silence. What is silence? It is derived through steadfast stillness in the uppermost emptiness. Let's you and I sit together.